gotta come back with me.
Where?
Back to the future.
So just how good are we at predicting the future? Anne Strainchamps and Steve Paulson sat down to look at some predictions from a 1999 edition of Futurist magazine.
100 years ago or so, futurists of the time thought that we would all have flying cars and robot butlers by now. And I'm still waiting for the robot butler to bring me a drink when I get home. But I was thinking that, you know, for a couple $100, you can pick up a Roomba, which will vacuum your house for you. And in terms of the flying cars, a car with GPS navigation system and a Bluetooth headset and heated seats, and it'll even tell you how to park. Pretty close to flying.
Maybe. Well, and then getting to one of these predictions from 2000, I mean, one of the serious predictions has to do with robots. Robots will surpass human capabilities both mentally and physically by 2050, allowing humans to retire from work forever.
I don't know. It is happening on the manufacturing line. It's one reason why so many people are unemployed right now. But I was just reading this thing about Aurora, this monkey, sits in a lab in North Carolina and with her mind makes a robot on a computer screen in Japan move. So maybe that kind of merging of mind and robot is closer than we thought.
Well, and think about Ray Kurzweil. I mean, the singularity is near. His whole argument was that we were going to have this fusion of genetics, robotics, and nanotechnology, and it was all going to happen by the year 2045. And
we're getting close.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that's going to happen. Well, let's get to another one of these.
I've got one for you.
Okay.
Paperless offices. Supposedly, paper consumption will continue to rise in industrialized countries through 2010. Well, clearly they have seen your office, Steve. You must have an entire forest worth of paper
right in
there.
Yes, I am not a friend to the world's trees, unfortunately. The thing about having all this access with computers, at least what I tend to do, is I find all these interesting articles that I wouldn't have had access before to, and I print them out. Well, here's one for you, Anne. Reading and writing may soon be passé. A total switch to image and or oral forms of communication will be more in line with the right-brained, intuitive thinking skills necessary for a true knowledge age.
You know, people have been predicting the demise of the book for more than a decade, at least. I can't even count how many interviews we've done on this subject. But I think I'm right that there are, in fact, more books in print today than there ever have been before. Of course, the delivery mechanism has changed. Isn't this the year that Amazon said their ebook sales had surpassed their print book sales?
I think that is true.
So whether people are reading their Nora Roberts and Stephen King on a paper page or an electronic screen, we're still reading.
But maybe the more interesting question, and here's another prediction back from the year 2000, lauded as the key to fast information and knowledge, the internet could actually decrease our thinking skills. Well, in fact, a few years ago, Nicholas Carr, we interviewed him about his book, The Shallows. He was basically arguing that the internet is making us dumber. It's not only causing us to have these quick attention spans, but actually it's rewiring our brains.
I will say, to counter Nicholas Carr, we did an interview recently with Kathy Davidson. She's at Duke. She's the provost who originally one year gave freshmen those iPods. And so her comment is that, in fact, the internet is making us smarter in so many, many ways. I mean, they saw an explosion of new educational systems that came about of giving all those students the iPods.
Well, and I think one thing that's not really gotten into in any of these predictions is one discovery that really has emerged over the last decade is how plastic our brains are. More and more neuroscientists are finding that actually, even when we're adults, our brains can keep changing, and it wouldn't be surprising, I think, if technology is part of that.
Okay, Steve, here's one for you. Is God an evolutionist? Darwin's theory of evolution suggests that all things constantly change. If God is immune to change, then he can't intervene in human affairs, rendering him impractical for people of faith. Future believers may increasingly embrace a relative God who will continually grow and evolve.
I think that prediction is right on the money. We hear a lot of talk about people who are, quote, spiritual but not religious. Often they are sort of inventing religion on their own terms, or, you know, taking a little bit of Buddhism here, a little bit of Catholicism there. And then the big thing that has happened since 2000 is the rise of the new atheists. You know, no one had heard that term really before 9/11, and atheism is now on the map in ways that it never was 10 years ago.
Okay, well, so here's another one. Look out, Republicans and Democrats, young independents are on the rise. Traditional terms such as liberal and conservative are becoming less meaningful. I don't know, that suggests this sort of gradual coming together, and we've just seen an explosion of political polarization.
Yeah, well, I would say that's maybe half right. And I think what that prediction was getting at was that people didn't like the established parties so much. Mm-hmm. Probably true. And then, of course, the thing that has come out of this, you'd have to reference the Tea Party, you'd have to reference Occupy Wall Street and reconfiguring politics in a new way. And sometimes they align with the established parties and sometimes they don't.
Well, read the next prediction.
Okay, a backlash against global institutions may be growing as the world's disenfranchised band together in culturally isolated tribes. Ordinary
wow.
people are growing increasingly frustrated to see the cultural and political elite benefiting more from development programs and other international aid. Unless the elite improve communications with majorities and share their wealth, clashes are almost certain.
Arab Spring, anyone?
Yes, right. I think they nailed that one. Yeah.
Okay, did you have a favorite out of all of these?
Well, what I find interesting is if you're thinking back 10 years ago, either what was on the radar or what wasn't. And so there was one about the internet and the media. The prediction is the internet is changing the very nature of some businesses. For instance, newspapers. Newspapers will serve both readers who still want ink and the growing numbers who want links.
Well, that's right, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, newspapers, print newspapers have had a terrible, terrible, traumatic last few years. All those old divisions between print and television and radio are disappearing. So it's all becoming one thing.
That's true. I'd say what they miss here is how the internet would essentially destroy the revenue base for newspapers. And so I think newspapers are an endangered species.
So looking ahead quickly, 10 years from now, Steve, do you think public radio will still exist?
Absolutely. And you?
Here's hoping.
Steve Paulson and Anne Strainchamps reviewed predictions from the Millennium Edition of the Futurist magazine. It's published by the World Futures Society, which does not hold that the future is knowable, only changeable. You can hear the full conversation on our website, ttbook.org, where you will also find links to a rich archive of past interviews.